So I say this to the militias and all others who believe that the greatest threat to freedom comes from the government instead of from those who would take away our freedom. If you say the government is in a conspiracy to take your freedom away, there is no freedom.
They'll never take our freedom!
Freedom?
Hello everyone and welcome to Freedom Rings. This is Tommy Freedom broadcasting to you loud and clear on the TFR radio network from a cabin high atop a mountain ridge somewhere in Appalachia. I'll be your voice of reason for the next 30 minutes, so keep it right here. Everybody, and welcome back to Freedom Rings. Now, before I get the show going here, I just want to remind everyone that this is, in fact, the 199th episode of Freedom Rings here on the TFR Radio Network. So next week, I will be doing a 200 episode special. Be kind of maybe the best of with some other things, maybe may come up with a new intro in the meantime. I don't know. I'll have to see. Get creative on that. But for right now, again, let me just reiterate that I had had a massive infection in my jaw, around my teeth, molars on both sides, or top and bottom on the right-hand side of my mouth for the past several weeks. They didn't give me enough antibiotics, so the infection is still somewhat in there. And the other morning, got up and I was wiggling my tongue, you know, around the teeth, as you tend to do when something hurts, and I noticed one of my molars appeared to be moving, which is never a good sign. So I kind of gingerly stuck my finger in my mouth, and sure enough, one half of one molar was loose. That tooth was broken, hence some of the excruciating pain that I had been feeling. So got in there, got a really bright flashlight, looked in front of the mirror and shone it in there, and sure enough, I could see one half of it moving. So after about 10 minutes of trying to get that thing loose, I wiggled it from side to side and pried it, got my thumbnail under the front and lifted it up, and then finally got enough torque to reach in with my thumb and forefinger and actually pull the tooth out. So that was not fun. It did, however, feel a lot better. It did result, though, in this really sharp shard sticking out. So yesterday I had to take the flashlight and stick it in my mouth again and take a tri-cornered file and start filing down that thing that was sticking out. So that's why I still sound like my tongue is really thick here, because it's still sort of swollen. And I got to be careful, because even though I file that nub down a little bit, there is still some there. And if I'm not careful, it will scratch it. So as the show progresses, my tongue might get sucker. If that happens, I apologize, folks. I just seem to be completely falling apart here over the past month and a half. Don't know exactly what it is. I guess that's what happens when you hit 50. You start to fall apart. But anyway, so that's my story getting into the show here. So I had a bunch of really good notes dealing with this whole issue since the shooting there in Florida, in Parkland, at the... was it Stoneman? I was going to say Stonewall. That's not it. Stone something Douglas Middle School there, where they had that tragic shooting several weeks ago, where all these companies are now arbitrarily deciding that they're not going to sell these weapons, these AR-15 style rifles. They're going to raise the age limit to buy guns and ammo to 21. And found some really good stories on people using AR-15 since then for self-defense. And, my computer, Mozilla Firefox, froze, and I had to reboot the computer, And of course, now it's been so long that I cannot find those stories anywhere. I did find a reboot about the AR-15 being used, but it's not the original one. So I'm going to try and go from memory on some of the details that are missing when I cover that story. But there was another one, too, and I don't remember what it was that was dealing with AR-15s. But let me just start with these stores that are changing their policies on selling AR-15s and ammo. Okay, of course, we know that Dick's Sporting Goods was the very first one to come out with being very politically correct and say that they were no longer going to sell AR-15 rifles and that they were raising the minimum age from 18 to 21 to purchase long guns, shotguns, bolt-action rifles, and ammunition to the age of 21. Well, what they conveniently leave out is that Dick's quit selling AR-15s many, many years ago. It was after Sandy Hook in Newtown, Connecticut, that they stopped selling the AR-15s. What they neglected to state was that they were now making that policy different in one of their other stores. They own a couple of different stores. I don't remember which one it was, but that's the store that's now applies to. That store is not going to be selling the AR-15. So very carefully contrived on the wording there, don't you think? Then, of course, they jacked the age up to 21, as have several other stores. Now, Walmart has stated that they will no longer sell AR-15s. Well, since 2015, Walmart hasn't been selling AR-15s or high-cut magazines or anything else that's paramilitary. So, again, this is just cashing in on the opportunity to get a name for themselves. The big difference is that they, too, are raising the age limit from 18 to 21 on all gun sales and all ammo sales. Kroger Grocery Stores has come out and stated that they will no longer sell AR-15 rifles, and they are raising the age limit from 18 to 21. Now, when I was a kid, we still had some Krogers here in North Carolina. They closed up a long, long time ago. And I do remember them having a sporting goods section, but I don't remember them selling firearms. However, just like Dick's, this refers to one of their subsidiaries. It's a grocery chain called Fred Meyer, which typically is in the Gulf States, but there is one within 20 miles from where I now reside. So I am familiar with the store. I've never shopped in there, but I do think it would be really cool to go grocery shopping and swing over into the guns and ammo section and pick up a brick of 22s. I mean, that'd be absolutely awesome. But again, they're raising the age limit. And since I lost the article, there's been another, at least one more, and I don't remember what company that was, with the same stupid policy. By the time the show airs, there's probably going to be several more who have jumped on board with this. Now, does this sound legal? I think not. Now, a lot of people were quick to jump on board saying this is a violation of the Fourth Amendment, it's a violation of civil rights. Well, unfortunately, the Constitution of the United States does not apply to private individuals. It applies to government entities only. So no, it is not a violation of the Fourth Amendment for civil rights. However, and if there are any attorneys listening in here, please feel free to drop me a line at TommyFreedomRings@yahoo.com to either confirm or deny this. I do believe, however, it is a violation of the Civil Rights Act, which is not part of the Constitution. It was an independent law that was enacted in 1964 to, of course, protect the American Negroes. That's age discrimination. You cannot deny someone an item because you think they should be older to buy it. That is discrimination. That is age discrimination. Okay? Let's say I'm a baker and I don't want to bake a cake because two lesbians walk in the door and want a wedding cake. No. The Supreme Court ruled last year that I have to serve them. I cannot discriminate against them. If I'm a wedding photographer, I cannot refuse to shoot their wedding because I don't believe in lesbianism or homosexuality. Well, folks, You can't have it both ways. You can't say it's okay. You can't discriminate against them, but we can discriminate against you because we don't like guns, or we don't want to sell guns to you because of your age. Well, I'm sorry, folks. There is no discrepancy between refusing to sell something to someone because of their sexual identity or their age. It's still discrimination. Now, Walmart's quick to say, and the other ones too, oh, this is because at 18, people aren't old enough. They're not mature enough to own these kinds of weapons. Really? At 18 years of old, you can be drafted where you're going to be firing those weapons. At 18 years of age, you're old enough to be drafted into the United States military to fight for your country, but you're not old enough to buy alcohol? No, that's not right. If you are considered an adult at the age of 18, you should have all the responsibilities of an adult and all the good things that come with being an adult. So for them to suddenly decide that they know what's in our best interest, no, this is wrong. It's completely bogus. Let's say I go into McDonald's. I'm 19 years old. And I go into McDonald's and I say, hey, I want a job flipping burgers. And a manager comes out and says, no, son, you're too young. Flipping burgers is dangerous. You might burn yourself, or you might cause a grease fire. So we don't hire burger flippers until you're at least 21 years old. Would I have a case? Would I be able to sue them for discrimination or age discrimination? You're darn right I would. Folks, I tell you, I wish... Well, we all wish that we were younger when we get to this age. But I really wish that I were 18, 19, or 20 right now so that I could go to every single one of these companies, these stores, these businesses, and try and buy an AR-15 rifle or ammunition, and when they deny it to me, to contact an attorney and sue the pants off of them for age discrimination. And folks, trust me, it's not going to be too long before a huge class action lawsuit starts coming out against these companies. It's going to happen because they are discriminating against a certain class of people, 18, 19, and 20-year-olds, and gun enthusiasts. That is discrimination. If this had been anything other than guns, let's say it was, I don't know, something ridiculous like crayons or bicycles, the ACLU would be all over this, which shows, once again, the double standards in this country. Okay, so now let me get into this story dealing with the AR-15, where it was actually used for self-defense. Now, like I said, I lost the links to the original Yahoo stories, so this is not as good. This is taken from other sites, and a lot of the details have been omitted, but basically, on October the 26th, on February the 26th, just the other week, a fellow by the name of Dave Thompson, who happens to be a firearms instructor, used an AR-15 type rifle to stop a knife attack he witnessed in the apartment complex where he lives. Now, it says that police said a witness to the stabbing incident retrieved an AR-15 rifle from their home and stopped the attacker with a threat of force. Now, the witness had both a valid firearm owner's ID card and a concealed carry permit, according to the sheriff's office. I want to say this is in Wisconsin, but the fact that they had a FOID card shows that somewhere in the upper Midwest. That's the only part of the country other than California that I know that actually requires you to carry a card like that. Again, if you live in another state and they force you to do this too, please let me know. Because down here in the South, where we're still free, once you turn 18, you can go in and buy a gun. Once you're 21, you can go in and buy a handgun. Now, this witness, who spoke with WGN-TV, which is out of Chicago, said he ran to grab his AR-15 after hearing the commotion and spotting a pool of blood in his apartment building hallway. "Blood was everywhere," said neighbor Dave Thomas. Now, I don't know if that's a misspelling here from Dave Thompson, or if there is actually somebody else named Dave Thomas, who is neither a comedian nor the owner of Wendy's, said that he chose, yeah, it's a misspelling here, because he said he chose the AR-15 over the handgun, saying, "Bigger gun, I think a little more of an intimidation factor, definitely played a part in him actually stopping." Now, what I saw in the original article was that he chose the AR-15 over the handgun, because he was more comfortable using it in a combat-style situation because he was an expert in his field. So rather than grab the handgun, he grabbed the AR-15, went into battle mode, and it literally froze the guy. And from what I also remember in the other report was that it was two women that were being stabbed. And he heard two women screaming. Yeah, that's what it was. He heard two women screaming in the hallway, went out. There was a pool of blood, saw the attacker with the knife, ran back in his apartment, grabbed the AR-15, and shut the situation down cold. So, once again, this shows that these types of weapons are not just for battle purposes. You can actually use an AR-15 for home defense. Now, this whole battle raged over the local radio station here, the talk radio station, last week. And one guy called in, and actually he sounded black, sounded very well educated, and said that he goes out of town quite often. And when he does, he has an AR-15 in the home that his wife knows how to use. He would rather that she use that than a handgun, because it's small, it's easily maneuverable, and it's got a heck of a lot more firepower in there if you need it. And that, again, folks, is what it's for. The Second Amendment is not about hunting. It's about self-defense. Whether or not it's from the government or from an intruder, you need these types of weapons to defend yourself. But the most chilling call that I heard, folks, was from a guy that was up in the Mid-Atlantic region. He was somewhere outside of D.C. I want to say maybe he was in Philadelphia. Delaware? Somewhere in that area where you have to get a license to own a firearm. And what he said was chilling, because his license covers his firearms. His wife's license covers her firearms. And if their home were invaded, and in the confusion, one of them grabbed the other's gun and fired, they would go to prison for shooting a gun that they did not have a permit to discharge. Now that, folks, is scary. And that is exactly what the liberals' agenda is. That scares the hell out of me. And it should scare you as well. In fact, you should be terrified. I say it scares the hell out of me, but it terrifies me to know that that is what goes on in some other states. If I were to leave North Carolina and go to some of these states, I would be in violation of the law without even realizing it. North Carolina is one of the freest states that I have ever lived in, that I've ever experienced. Now, yeah, there's a lot of liberalism in the Charlotte-Mecklenburg County area, but for the most part, North Carolina is still an agricultural state, and therefore a state that is friendly to laws that deal more along with the way that this country was founded. George is looking like a windmill over here, waving his paws around. I see that I'm way, way over time for a break, so gonna take a short break. I'll be back in a couple of minutes, folks. Hang on.
30 years from now, my kids will be outnumbered. Are you going to let that happen? Don't leave the mess for your children to clean up. Join the struggle. Start here at KKK Radio.
College students, high school students, business owners, entrepreneurs, learn how you can be a person of influence for a new America. Enroll in Soldiers of the Cross Training Institute. Learn more at www.sotctraininginstitute.com.
Minorities, homosexuals, and women. I'm not a hater, but I hate that line.
Me too. You know, you see it written like that in the media.
Yes, I've noticed that. Why do you think that is? I don't have anything in common with so-called minorities.
Minorities, right. White people are the world's minority.
That's true.
I think they like to group all women together so white women won't consider their race. If they don't consider their white identity, they won't recognize the threats against it.
That's a really good point.
So, whenever I hear the phrase, minorities and women, or minorities, homosexuals and women, I'll call it what it is, cheap shots against white women.
This message brought to you by the White Women's Perspective. Gay Pride Days, school assemblies, posters on the wall. It's in our face every day. What's a white Christian teen to do? And does anyone really care? Listen each week to White Youth Focus, where teens discuss the propaganda war against them. Moderated by caring and thoughtful white Christian activists, Billy and Charity. Because it's okay to be white and proud.
Hey folks, Tommy Freedom here for Freedom Rings. I invite you to tune in every week and listen to my show, Freedom Rings, and hear what I, Tommy Freedom, have to say. It's usually pretty interesting and quite informative. It may have something to do with freedom. It may have something to do with liberty. It may be downright funny, but it will always be informative. So be sure and tune in each week to listen to me, Tommy Freedom, here on my show at Freedom Rings, broadcasting to you loud and clear on KKK Radio. Wow, that was a first. The bumper out was Green Day, and the bumper back in was Green Day. Thank you, George, for actually just violating my day by playing a double shot of Green Day there. But you know, the funny thing is, that one, the bumper back in, I heard that we had a local talk show host in the morning that I got to be pretty friendly with, and I've played some snippets from his show on here a couple of times, and you know, we got to talk quite a bit. And I finally asked him, I said, you know, what is that bumper that you use that's got like the dead strings and the power chords? He's like, geez, I don't know. You know, I got somebody else that does that for me. You know, maybe it's Green Day. You know, try this album and blah, 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 blah. So I found out what it was, and that was it. It was actually Green Day. Does not sound like Green Day, but that's who that was. So George will not be doing double Green Day ever again. Okay? Okay. No, I would not have rather heard ABBA. Don't do it to me again. So as I have told you many, many times on this show, dealing with firearms requires common sense. It's the people who don't have common sense who cause the issues that I spoke of earlier. Now, again, in the upper Midwest, I think it was Wisconsin, you had someone who had a lot of common sense that used an evil gun to stop a violent crime. But sometimes you just can't fix stupid folks. Now, this past Sunday in Houston, Texas, Houston police say a man who put on a bulletproof vest at a party has been killed after another man attending the party fired a shot at him. Okay. Party, perhaps alcohol may have been involved with that. Now, police are still searching for the man who fired the fatal shot early Sunday. Investigators say forensics will tell whether if the gunshot went through the vest or struck an uncovered area. Police believe about 6 to 8 people were attending the party. Houston Homicide Sergeant Mark Holbrook says that while it's unusual for people to put on body armor and play with guns at a party, do you think, Sergeant, do you really think it's unusual for people to put on bulletproof vests and play with guns at a party? Yes, it is. He says, these things sometimes happen. Well, that's alcohol, tobacco, and firearms, folks. The name of the victim has not been released. Well, in time, we'll find out who this absolute moron was, but that just goes to show you. All right, it's not the guns that kill people. It's the idiots that kill people. Now, guaranteed, you know, if there hadn't been a firearm, or this wouldn't happen unless he maybe wanted to see if it would stop an ice pick. I don't know. But again, it's not the fault of an inanimate object. It's the fault of a dumb SOB who just has no regard whatsoever for common sense. And we get blamed for it. Now, finally, I have a story to close the show out with here. Originally off of the Huffington Post. Title here: Florida teacher linked to white supremacist podcast removed from the classroom. And it says that a Florida middle school social studies teacher was removed from the classroom while her school district investigates a Huffington Post report that she hosted a white supremacist podcast under a pseudonym. Kind of like me, huh? Shared anti-Semitic conspiracy theories and suggested that Muslims be eradicated from the planet. Okay, so far I don't see anything wrong with that. Her name is Diana Volatich, and she will not be teaching classes at Crystal River Middle School during the investigation, which began last Friday after the HuffPost raised questions about the podcast. Citrus County School District Superintendent Sandra Himmel said in a statement on Sunday. Well, apparently during one of these podcasts, this lady boasted about bringing her white nationalist beliefs into her middle school classroom and talked about she hid her ideology from school administrators. Well, you got to kind of do that in this day and age. Now, the interesting thing here is that she brought it into class because blacks are allowed to teach pro-black history. The queers are allowed to teach homosexuality, but the white nationalists aren't allowed to teach their beliefs. It's a shame, too. She's 25 years old. She's pretty cute. She's a brunette, but a really, really cute young lady. And let's see. She stated that Islam legitimizes terrorist behavior and that terrorist attacks will continue until we eradicate Muslims from the face of the earth. She also retweeted and commented on tweets posted by neo-Nazis, anti-Semites, and white supremacists, including Kevin MacDonald, David Duke, Arthur Jones, Patrick Casey, Mark Collette, and Mike Pinovich, also known as Mike Enoch. Now, obviously, this lady has not responded to attempts to contact her, as is to be expected. She's young. She's never had anything like this happen to her before. And this is coming completely out of left field. And I can understand where she's coming from, trust me. Because the very first time I ran for office and it was exposed, the feelings that I had, I got taken completely out. I had no idea what had just hit me. And it took a while to get my thoughts together. But in time, things got better. And I found out that there was actually huge support in the community for a politician who held my beliefs. So hopefully this young lady will get her thoughts together. She'll get through this. She'll probably end up getting fired. But things will go on, and she will find something that will probably turn out to be even better. And it's something that may actually help her further on down the line. So I wish her all the best of luck in whatever goes on due to the actions of her podcasts. You know, it's a shame, folks. We have the First Amendment in the Constitution that allows us the right to speak our minds. That's the whole reason for this show. It's the whole reason for her show. And when something like this happens, it completely undermines the Constitution of the United States, and it's always at the hands of the offended liberals. So on that note, folks, I'm going to jump off of here for now. Again, I will be back next week with the 200th episode show. Not really sure what's going to go on yet. Like I said, there's probably going to be some changes to the intro. Maybe update that a little bit. But we'll have to see what happens. So in the meantime, if you want to get in touch with me, as always, you may do so at TommyFreedomRings@yahoo.com. Till next week, my friends. This has been Tommy Freedom for Freedom Rings. Out for now.